Welcome to the Wooden Church in the commune of Bratka, Bihor County. The historic monument is located in the Padura Krahuli Ecotourism Site, a Natura 2000 site, in the Kreshu Repede Gorges. Please remain quiet during the visit. Do not touch the paintings. Do not smoke. Leave no mess and do not eat food inside the places of worship. For a few minutes, we invite you to discover how the local cult site was built. What does the painting represent? What techniques the painters used, as well as to discover the stories of manuscripts kept by the vicars as a testimony of Christian continuity on these God-blessed lands. The patron saints of the Orthodox Wooden Church are Saints Michael and Gabriel. It has been first documented in 1761 and is said to have been built, according to experts, on the site of an ancient Orthodox monastery settlement. It is the only wooden church in the Bihor that still keeps traces of painting on its outer walls. It is enshrined in an archaic landscape on a hill in the center of the village, a sacred space according to pre-modern ritual mentalities. As such, a space is sacred because this is where the sky meets with earth, a true axis mundi. Its tower can be seen from a distance, and the bell can easily be heard in every direction, sending to a world without other means of communication. It calls to prayer, but also warnings of dangers such as bad weather, fires, life cycle events such as funerals or marriages. The Vala Krishuli Wooden Church is a testimony specific to the Romanian village of Bihor. To the preservation of ancient beliefs and community cohesion in a less educated but much more committed to faith, to the sacred world. Let us not forget that throughout our history on these lands, back to the dawn of modernity, this space has been both a sacred space and a community center, school, and often an established community court. The not very high shingles roof is supported by a system of beam and arm passages over the porch with wide overhangs, giving the church a slim silhouette and the impression of a Romanian wood Gothic. The difference between Northern Europe wooden churches and the Romanian ones is given by the fact that here one counts very much on more humane sizes than the classical shape is preserved, with a tower on the facade and a simplified shingles roof. As you can see, the church was erected on a not very high riverstone foundation. According to the locals, these boulders were removed from the Vala Negra riverbed and transported uphill using ox-drawn carts. Almost all the materials used are in fact of local origin. This is a constant feature of pre-modern rural constructions when the world was not that mobile and shortcomings forced people to resort to immediate, that is local, resources. As it is a creation representative for the Romanian peasant architecture, wooden church shares many features with the traditional pre-modern house. Dimensions are close to those of a house built from the same raw material, wood, at the height of a true wood civilization, used the same blockbau or crown building techniques. Local craftsmen, simple people, manually processed the wood. It was harvested in the winter, when wood was less moist then. Before being left to dry, it was profiled, carved, cut to size, and sculpted using techniques taught from father to son and known for centuries. The wood used was cut from the village forest and left to dry for at least 2 years before being used for the building of the place of worship. The modest church building observes the traditional planimetry of Eastern classical rectangular places of worship with apsis and stroke slip altar. Unlike other wooden churches, as you can see, this one has a south-oriented porch on a single side of the building. The small porch is supported by 5 wooden pillars, carved, sculpted, and incised, proof of the mastery of the popular craftsmen who built them. As a symbol, the sun, the wolf's teeth, and the 3 rope prevail. Authentic traces of a religious painting laid directly on wood can be noticed on the southern wall. On both sides of the entrance door, you can also see the figures of apostles Peter and Paul, and further to the right, St. George and St. Theodore Tyron, who killed the dragon. The walls of Valla Crișuli Monument Church are made of horizontal wood beams carved with axes, merged in corners, and its upper, longer part resembles a pair of wings. At the outside, one can also notice the cenotaphs, simple funerary monuments, symbolizing faith and the strong ties between community members. Romanian villagers fixed these wooden crosses in the memory of the dead who either died in battle or have been missing. The church can be accessed via a small door with a styled rectangular frame, while one can see above an original Cyrillic inscription that tells us who helped build the church. It is good to know that you will step into an Orthodox church built several centuries ago, where thousands of prayers have been said, children have been baptized, many people have gotten married, and where the wood in the walls still sounds like burial cries and sermons chanted by priests. The inside of the wooden church is compartmentalized into 3 parts: narthex, temple, and altar. The painting is the original one. Dionisi Iuga, the painter, coming from Nicule Monastery, used a live color palette, watercolors, oil emulsions, with eggs as binding agents. The painting was mostly made on canvas, but also directly on wood. You are now in the Church of Narthex, space in which the old age was destined for women. This is why it was also called the Women's Porch. The iconographic registry consists of paintings of themes representing the role of women in everyday life, but also in religious life. The left wall has a painting of crazy maidens. Due to their positioning, they are in an imaginary dialogue with the wise maidens represented by the tale of the 10 honest maidens painted on the front wall. On the right side, there are various saints of Orthodox Christian tradition: the Virgin Mary with the child in her arms, Holy Parashiva, Holy Marina, and Holy Mary Magdalene. This space has an element specific to the wooden church, the opening on the left. Throughout his opening, women were listening to and watching the religious ceremony in peace. The narthex is predominantly colored in blue, symbol of truth, green, creation, and red, sacrifice. The upper plane of the narthex is also delimited by a plank's ceiling, with a 12-meter-high bell tower above it. It still has the church bell manufactured in 1729 by a blacksmith in the village of Cosmasiu. The story of the bell you are about to listen to has been passed on from generations. As it was a great drought, superstitious people and people of empty faith downed the bell in a marsh lake in the hope this would bring back the rain. As the bell was needed, they took it out and started going back to the tower. But they dropped it, and, as they were on a hill, the bell rolled down back into the lake, and they could never find it. A Christian man from the village left with a cart full of lime, and, after selling the lime, he also sold an ox. With the money from the ox, he bought a new bell. When the bell was tolling, the villager thought he was hearing his ox, Barna, calling. The church temple is accessed via a wooden door where you can admire the portal sides still preserving the vivid chromatic of the red, orange, blue, marine, pale green colors. Now that you have stepped into the church temple, you are within a space that was once called the House of Men. It is separated from the altar by two vertical merged beams called dogs, but also by the iconographic registry on the side walls of the temple. Framed by straight borders, images stacked in distinct iconographic cycles illustrate the most important moments in the life of Jesus Christ, our Savior, between the Holy Week and the Resurrection. Facing the altar, if you look to the left, towards the north wall, you can see how the iconographic theme is followed, as canonical rules state, by scenes from the Holy Week, the Last Supper, Lord's Prayer in Gethsemane, and then the arrest of Jesus, the trial before Herod, and the trial of Jesus before Pontius Pilate, and the washing of the hands. Flagellation, whipping, or binding to the pillar, as it is called in the ancient Orthodox iconography. On the right side southern wall of the church is the iconographic registry continues with the Roman soldiers abusing the Savior, the crucifixion. Jesus is being strung into the ribs, getting the body down from the cross, burial of Lord, and ends with the resurrection. The temple arch also observes several thematic criteria. Centrally, above the chandelier, the Holy Ghost, the caretaker, dominates, framed by two celestial images, the sun and the moon. You can also see here a double-arched ideal space for beautiful wooden carvings, circular roses, torsade pointing braids that highlight the decorative function, all of them illustrating the mastery of the craftsman. The painting on the temple arch is continued with four evangelists, Matthew and Mark on the left, Luke and John on the right. The church attic, place for the choir or for the young, is decorated with the ascension of St. Elijah in a fire chariot. At its base, on the arched girder, it is the church character, pledge that the worship site has been repaired and painted in the second part of the 18th century. The iconostasis separates the temple from the altar. As one can see, the iconostasis is supported by the pillars of the altar doors. The iconostasis of the Vallea Crisciuli wooden church is split into three registers. The upper part contains a broad composition with Jesus crucified, while in the middle, Jesus Christ is surrounded by the 12 apostles. At the bottom of the iconostasis, the two archangels, protectors of the church, are painted. Archangel Michael is on the left, and Archangel Gabriel on the right. The two patron saints suggestively guard the altar doors, where the Annunciation scene is painted. The altar is oriented towards east and is beyond the iconostasis in the apse. This is the sacred place where the priest holds the Holy Mass. In this small, sacred space, only archbishops, priests, and deacons are allowed to enter. Above the altar window, one can see the following paintings. Centrally, the Holy Trinity, and on the right side, the birth of Jesus Christ, and on the left, the Epiphany. The altar's holy table sits in the middle and has been sculpted from a single wooden trunk. It symbolizes the throne of God's glory and the tomb of God. On the left side, on the northern wall of the church, is the table of oblation. This is a space that is also called the Holy Sacrifice, because here the gifts given by people are kept for the holy service. The Savior is painted in the center of the table of oblation, together with the five unholy women, witnesses of the resurrection, a symbol not quite common in the paintings of wooden churches. Saints and martyrs of Christianity are reproduced by painter Dionysi Yuga on the side walls. Saint Spyridon, Saint Alexander, and Saint Macari, Saint Stephen, along with the Holy Fathers who created the three holy masses used in worship, St. John Chrysostom, St. Basil of Cesarea, and Pope Gregory I.
curăte, cel ce ești mai puternic decât focul.
Painted faces are treated in a light manner without that specific Byzantine linear styling. The faces are human, slightly individualized, and the bodies are dressed in liturgical and traditional Romanian clothing. In fact, we must keep in mind that in a pre-modern world, mainly lacking the knowledge of the written word, therefore of access to biblical texts, paintings in the church are nothing more than an illustrated Bible, images of the holy writs, the only thing that makes the world of faith somewhat tangible.
Maria,
wooden churches in Bihor and across Romania are testimony of the wooden folk architecture. They are part of the wooden churches category, which spreads in Ukraine, Slovakia, Poland, and the northern countries of Europe. They are representative for the civilization of wood as it made itself known within the Romanian space. Together with the churches in Botian, Boiano Mare, Bezna, Gekia, Tilecuș, Vicharog, Finanțe, and Izbuk Monastery, Viela Crișului Wooden Church is part of the Wooden Church's cultural tourism route. We invite you to uncover the culture of Bihor County. The local tourism cultural route is part of the Wooden Church's cultural tourism route, alongside the counties of Cluj, Mădămureș, Satu Mare, Suceava, and Neamț. As officially acknowledged by the Ministry of Economy, Energy and Business, Tourism Directorate in 2020. This audio guide was created by the Bihor Destination Management Agency based on the field information provided by Vicar Nocal Dolos Gobaras in 2020 and is part of a project co-financed by the National Heritage Institute Historical Monument Stamp. The following bibliography was used as an inspiration source. Simon Bituri, Vicar, The Chronicle of Valle Negra Village Church. Manuscript, Valle Negra, De Chris, 1904. Ion Godia, Romanian Wooden Churches, Northwestern Transylvania, 1996. Awel Kidiak, Bihor, Romanian Wooden Churches, Painting in the 18th and 19th Centuries. Oriada, 1999.